Today's share is sponsored as a schus for Yeshua, for all of Klal Yisrael in Eastern Europe, Ukraine, and the likes, all that tsaras, by an anonymous donor. To sponsor a share, please go to Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN.com, and click on the sponsor button, or email RabbiFishman@gmail.com for more details. We are in the middle of Perek Aleph, Dine Bishul B'Shabbos. We are up to Si'if Chof Aleph, page Yud in the new print. In the old print, this is not a separate Sif, so you'll have to look in the old print where to find it. We finished off the last year discussing the five criteria necessary for Chazara on Shabbos, to return a pot to a flame on Shabbos. Now in Sif Chof Aleph, we will give some, we'll call them bidyevet exceptions, where we can take exception to some of those five rules where necessary bidyevet. So to quickly review those five rules for Chazara, number one was that it had to be fully cooked. Number two, the full food has to still be warm. Number three, you have to have kavana, you have to have das to return it to the fire. Number four, you're supposed to hold on to the pot at all times when it's off the flame. Number five, there has to be a blech. So now we're going to talk about two bidyevet cases. So Sif Chof Aleph begins, B'shas HaTzerich, B'shas HaTzchak, if someone has a great need, Ef Shelo Hakil, one can be lenient, U'lahachzer Kli Agabe Eish B'mikim Rabban. We're going to give some scenarios where one can return it even when not all five of the Tanoim, of the conditions, are present. So Aleph, number one, Im Hiniach is a Kli Agabe Shulchan Rekizeh. If someone put a kli down on a table or a chair, nibli lahachzik, and then left go of it by mistake, but fu hu shahay bedaiti lahachzir al gabei ha'esh, but he had das, he had intention to return it to the fire, but for whatever reason by mistake he took his hand off. If this mamash tzarich for this food, this warm food for Shabbos, one can be makel and put it back on. There's a psak of Shem Zalman. Seems like Ramesh in the Igris is not so happy about it and does not approve of it, but Rishon Zalman is Mekel. The second criteria where you can Mekel is Im Hechzek is a Kli B'yaday. You held on to it. Af Im Lo Yehoye B'dayti L'achzir. But you didn't have Das to return it. So he says, Ulam Yesh Lizkar, you have to keep in mind, Ki Lai Kilu B'zel Im Kein Esmal Kol Tanayim Machem. That during these two cases, where we say one can Mekel, which means you let go, but you had das, or you didn't have das, but you didn't leave go. So the other criteria of it being fully cooked, the blech, those are still going to have to be met. Food's going to still have to be warm. You know, all that's going to have to be met, but if one of these two, which means either you let go, but you had das, or you didn't let go, but you held on to it, but you didn't have das, which means you're missing one of these two, not both, you could be makel and return a pot to a fire where one really needs to. Si'if Chof Beis on page Yud Aleph. In the old print, this is Si'if Chof. U'bidiyevet. Dahaynu kasha mishum hakpada al hanema b'si'if hakoidim. Lo yele meichel chab lo Shabbos. What happens if not allowing chazara, right, is going to do to the family that they're not going to have any hot food available on Shabbos Eid? He says, Yesh makom lahakel lo hachzir sakli al gabei eish. There is room to be lenient to allow the returning of a pot to the fire. Gam im anicha miyadoi, even if he took it, even if he let go. And lo yehoye b'dayti lahachzir la'esh, he did not have in mind, which means you're missing both. In Simcha Valve, he seems to say one should only return it, even b'dyevet, if he's missing one of the two. Now he's saying, could even be more lenient if there's mamish without this. There'd be mamish no hot food for Shabbos. For who sha'oichel shabakli mavushel kol tzorchev le'nitzan al-gamir, but if the food must be fully cooked, must still be warm. And gabo eisha al-gabo yachzirenu tehe mechusam. And there has to be a blech. So those three are musts. Fully cooked, still warm, the fire is covered. So your mamish stock, So then even if you didn't have das, and even if you took your hand off, there's makom to be lenient. Sif Chav Gimel, which once again is not its own sif in the old print, but in the new print, it's a sif. It's on page Yeral. Shtei kederis ha'im des agabe esh. You have two pots sitting next to each other on a fire. Ba'achas nimtza tav shalom yud l'sudas ha'erev. One of them has Friday night's hot food. U'b'kederis shniya, but in the second pot, ha'tav shalom yud l'sudas ha'beikah. That's was meant to be left on the fire for Shabbos lunch. By mistake, you took the wrong pot off the fire. By mistake, you take a pot off the fire and you say, oops, took the chalent instead of the soup off the fire. So mutter lachzir agabe eish ha-mechusa. You could take it, put it back on a covered flame, which means once again the black must be on. Right, as long as once again it's fully cooked and it cool off. So here what happened? You took it off, you didn't have das to return it, didn't keep your hand on it. Because you thought you were taking the soup off the fire. And then you realize you opened the pot and boom, it hits you. You took the cholent off the fire. So it says, but the avid you stuck, it's makel to allow you to return that to the fire as well, to consider that not having a das of returning it. B'chalal, you were not mechavim to take it off, so it's not like you need das to put it back on. This is a cool derb shem b'zal medel. Se'iv chav dalet, in the old prince it's se'iv chav alef. Im ha'lahova shal gabeh ha'nim tzizak teir. If the fire that the pot is on, and the food is fully cooked. He ketana midai. So this fire that the flame is on, or that the pot is on, right? The fire, you have a blech, it's over a stove, and you have, let's say, more than one flame, and one flame is too small. Now, it's reaching out sleds, but it's not going to get to the temperature that you're hoping for. So you can move it from the smaller flame to the bigger flame. For who but it should be covered, preferably with a pot. He says, right, it has to be covered. Right, but you could move it from the smaller flame to the bigger flame, and we can even say, stam is like moving around the blech is mutter. Sif Chafei will say. You have a blech. For Shabbos, you put on the blech a pot. Now, you didn't want to put the pot directly over the fire. It's going to burn out. It's going to totally dry out. So you put it on a place of the blech that's not mamish right over the fire. Right? So mutter lahavi b'Shabbos is like there's a lola gabi kisei. So you can move around pots on the blech on Shabbos, l'makom shemal alava. Right, you can move it from an area that's not directly over the flame, let's say closer to the meal where you want the food to get hotter. You could move it to an area that is directly over the flame. But for who shechuba makom ashahoyu b'inim tzosak deris adkoy l'pachas k'deish yatzlasme. But that's only if the area where the pot was on the stove, on the blech, was Yatzalah this way. So, if you have, let's say one fire on a blech, and the other opposite corner of the blech is mamish cold, you have a pot there, you can't move a pot from there all the way, you know, to an area where it's going to cook, just because it's on a blech. But, if it's in an area where the metal is Yatzalah this way, it's just not directly over the flame, then you can move the pot from that warm area to the directly over the flame. Once again, even in such a case, you need very important vatav shilim shebekideiros mevushalom kol tzorchay, that the food inside was fully cooked. If chavav. Once again, this is a sif that will not be found as a separate sif in the old print.
Gam
Ubitanai she'im betavshel shebegderim shum iser bishul. Says there are those who are matir. There are those who are lenient to allow you to take a pot of food, a container of food, that is 100% fully cooked out of the refrigerator and put it on the blech on Shabbos in an area that's Yad Saladis Bite. Right? But not in an area that it could cook, or real cooking. Like, not in a very hot place, but in a place that's Yad Saladis Bite. Says there are those who are matir to allow you to do that. Now, not everyone holds wants you to do this, but Pshasa Tzarech, Pshasa Zalman says that this is Yesh Matirim, you can do it. Right? So you need to have what? Number one, obviously a blech. Number two, you have to make sure the food is fully cooked. The Hainu Shu Davalach Mavushal Kurl Tzarechai, sorry. Right? He says, so if it's a Davalach, if it's a liquid, then it can't be that you took it out of the refrigerator. It has to be that it's not fully cold. Davi Yavesh, that's where Mavushal Kartzorche, Afilu Hutzainin, even if it's cold, you could take it out of the fridge. A cold item, put it in an area of the blech, that's Yad Saladis Bay. Avol, he says, Mekomokim Lachash and Eschama Kaderizu. Once, you know, this pot got a little bit warm, you have to be careful. You don't say once it warmed up a little bit. Like we said earlier, a pot that was on the fire in the area that was Yad Saladis Bay before Shabbos, you can move to the fire. Now we're saying, if you take a dried food out of the fridge, or a liquid that already was once, that was fully cooked, but cooled off, but not cooled off lagan, still somewhat warm. Such a food, you could take, and you could put on the blech, according to these matirim, these mekilim, and you could put it on the blech in an area that will reach Yad Saladis Bay, but that can't cook it. But you have to make sure that you understand that even after it gets warm, it's not like the pot that was there before Shabbos that you could move on to the regular flame. This pot that was put there, that you took from the refrigerator, and you put in the Makom Yad Saladis Bay, could only stay in that area. It can never be moved later onto the area that is very hot. Do one more Siv, Siv Chav Zayin, which is the old print, it's Siv Chav Gimel, but in the new print, it's Chav Zayin on page Yud Beis. Kofsa Halahova. Yosim Es HaKedera. You have a fire, and the fire went out. You have a pot sitting on it. And as long as you notice that the fire went out while the food that's inside the pot is still somewhat hot. So, number one, you can move it closer to a different fire. Or put it on top of another pot, or put it on top of a tafshel that's on the fire. You're allowed to do this even in a scenario where the food's going to reach Yad Saladis Bay. Now, what could you do? What happens? You don't have another fire, a pot on another fire to put it on. You have a fire on somewhere else, but there's no pot. So, Yosim ala Eish Davishi Midas Chum ala Hovel. You should put over the fire something that will minimize the total, you know, temperature of the heat. We don't want it to be Mexican of Ashel, so you have to do it in a way that it's recognizable, that it's different from the way it's done during the week. Take an empty pot, an empty pan, turn it over on top of the fire. And then you'll put this on top of that. Right? So here we're talking about a case where the fire went out. And the food started cooling off, not totally cooling off. But the avid got more to loss of the secondary yeshivas al eish amachusa. He says, but the avid, it's permitted, which means but the avid, you have to know when you say shas al chak is like but the avid. If you have a blech on the out of the fire, to put it directly on that fire. Or if you don't have a blech, to put it on a blech on an open flame and then put it on that. So he says, there's times when mamish b'diavad, it's the only food that's available, Shabbos day, that you can be samech on the Ran and others and allow it to be put back. Okay, we'll stop over here. Today's shir was dedicated by Anonymous as a schus for Yeshua, for all of our Achenu Bnei Yisrael in Ukraine and Eastern Europe who need our tefillos to sponsor and keep this shir going. Please go to RabbiFishman.com and click on the sponsor button, or email RabbiFishman@gmail.com.